Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Yud Ches, and we're finishing up Sif Dalid. We're up to the Ramah at the end, where he says, "V'hu adin kol davar kasha she'ino roi lechol klal below shriya da'aser l'shroisa b'shabes da'avi gemar melacha." He says the same applies to any item that's like literally means tough item that is completely inedible without being steeped, meaning any raw item that is not edible. It is aser l'shroso to steep it in the liquid. B'Shabbos da'havi gemar melacha. Again, we're talking about obviously steeping it in hot liquid, and even in a klisheni. But the Mishnah Berurah is going to ask, what is the big chiddush here? We know that it is usur to go ahead and put things in a klisheni. We already talked about that. So let's look what he says. Who I didn't call davar kasher. What's a lomar? Davar shehu roi lechol chai below bishul. Says we're talking about here something that is edible raw without being cooked. Ach shehu yavesh v'kashe me'od. But it is so dry and hard that ad she'eino roi lechol klal machmazeh below shriya b'chamin. So that it can't be eaten at all without being steeped in hot water. So this cannot be steeped in hot water on Shabbos. Ulechara, he now asks, lama tzarech harama l'sayim dahavi gemar melacha. So he now asks a question, which we asked before we started. Why does Ramah have to end by saying, because this is the gemar melacha, this completes its preparation? Typically, the chol davar yavesh shelon is vashel. Just say anything that is a davar yavesh that is dry, that's shelon is vashel, that was not cooked at all mivod yom beforehand. It's aser l'shrosa b'chamin b'shabbos. It's aser to go ahead and put it in hot water on Shabbos, as we said earlier, that it's aser midrabbanan to put uncooked food into a klisheni, either because it's mechsei kimavashel, it's a derabbanan, or because if it's items that are easily cooked, it could be a daraisa, but minimally, it's also to put, because it's mechsei kimavashel, except for the things that we know specifically is not viewed as mechsei kimavashel, as specified in the Gemara, and things that are not kali abishel. So he says, yesh lomar, the rotza lashmina de bezesh, who gemar malachto, yesh iser bishriya midoraisa, kimo ba'adachas maliach hayashan, Ayin beber halacha. He says here, and he answers that the Ramah is trying to tell us here that in a case where the steeping completes the preparation, there's a doraisa malacha here in soaking it, just like with rinsing salted food. Meaning the Ramah is teaching us that this iser against steeping these hard foods is more severe than the ordinary iser against placing uncooked foods in a klisheni. That iser is the Rabbanan, while the iser here is midoraisa. And again, this comes to the issue that we also know about, is what's known as kale habishal, that we also have to be concerned with items that are easily cooked in a cliche, and that could also be a doraisa. But here he's talking about items that just the fact that it makes it edible with hot water, yata lettuce bowl water, and the reason why it couldn't be eaten was because it needed to be soaked and could have been soaked, let's say, in cold water, but steeping it in cold water will not be an iser of bishul, while steeping it in yatsa lettuce bo water in a kli sheni will be the iser bishul, just for the fact that it makes it edible and it's in a kli sheni that is hot. The yatsa lettuce bo. The Mishnah Berurah mentions the Ber Halacha, who points out that it's possible. Another answer is that this Ramah might be going with the Mordechai, who holds that raw food can be placed in a kli sheni, but that's not the approach that the Mishnah Berurah here took, obviously, because he's going with the Mahalach that, for sure, placing in a kli sheni is at least an iser derabbanon. We now move on to what's known as the famous kuntras hatei, sif katan lamed tes, where the Mishnah Berurah goes through the whole process of making tea on Shabbos. We are up to sif katan lamed tes, the asa l'shroisai, afilu b'kli sheni. It says it's also to go ahead and to soak it, steep it in a kli sheni, these items, because they will become edible. Hu adin, im udavar she'enasa roi l'achila al yidei hadachas chamin ba'alma. He then says, so too, if it is something that is made edible by just being rinsed in hot water, rinsing it would also be aser, as we said above, with regard to salted fish. There, the Mishnah Berurah goes ahead and tells us that even with hot water poured from a klisheni, it would also go ahead, and if it does it, like we said earlier, it will be aser to do. Yatanivar din bishul alayate. And now he says, we're going to now go ahead and we're going to spell out the halachos regarding cooking tea leaves, making tea on Shabbat. Hashayach b'kama inyanim l'sifzeh, which in many ways relates to all the halachas that we've been discussing up until now, with a couple of others that we'll be discussing later. But he's going to put it all together here in this big, huge Mishnah Berurah. Hine nevayer, hine tei b'shabbos. When it comes to tei on Shabbos, Pashut b'poskim, it is pashut in the poskim, the yeshbo mishum bishul, that there is bishul da'oraisa that can be transgressed. U'vemezid yeshbo iser skila, and you could have scenarios of when you're cooking tea on Shabbos, where there'll be an iser skila. U'veshoge yachiv chatas, mamish full-blown da'oraisa bishul. L'alkein yeshli zayir bo mahol, therefore you have to be very careful. V'avanoseinu ha-rabim, he says, unfortunately, Rabbim nechshalim bo, many people go ahead and they stumble in these halachas. U'makilin la'atzman, and they're making it for themselves, bekulos, certain leniencies, and kulos, she'ein bahen mamish, but there's nothing there. And therefore, they're going to go ahead, possibly, and be over yisurei skila. Yalkein muchrach ani levayer, therefore, it's important for me, which is what the Mishnah Berurah always feels like is his job, in all his svarim, the Chafetz Chaim, when he feels there's a big lacking in society, he feels that it is incumbent upon him to spell out, ofnei aheter, how it is going to be permissible, va'iser, and when is it going to be aser, b'zeh, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. How is it usur and permissible? When is it going to be permissible? In what scenarios? How can you make tea on Shabbos to avoid any Yisurei Shabbos? Hinei la'arais mikli rishon alayatei, to go ahead and to pour from a kli rishon on raw tea leaves. Yesh b'zev avadech shash av malacha. For sure, you're getting involved in av malacha. Tekai malan. Why? Because we paskin de eroi mevashal kadei kli, but that eroi, pouring from a kli rishon, is mevashal min haTorah, Kadei klipa, the surface of the items. Kedilakaman b'sif yud, like we're going to see coming up in sif yud, and we already saw it already in Mishnah Berurah up until now. The chol shekein, im yamidenu acharkach ala tanur, o betocha kachlin. And for sure, if a person goes ahead and he puts it in a, places the teapot afterwards on the stove, or in the cooking chamber of the oven until gets to Yad Soledes Bo, right? Actually, yeah, Yad Soledes Bo, the Vada Yavalakula Yamli de Isa Skila Idezeh. For sure, he will then come to an Isa Skila of cooking up the tea leaves. I feel it near to Litain es Alayate Latocha Kli. And even if a person wants to go ahead and take these tea leaves, Latocha Kli, Achashe Yara Hachamin, Lesocha, Kadei Shiye Alamayim, Shame kli sheni, shame kli sheni, meaning even if one placed the tea leaves into a kli only after pouring the hot water into it, so that the water will have the status of a kli sheni, it is still aser, gam kein aser, kid the kaimelun besiv zeh, like we saw it in this sif, davar shelo ba b'chamin milufnei haShabbos, ein shorin b'Shabbos afilu b'kli sheni. Any item that was not placed in hot water before Shabbos cannot be soaked, steeped, and even in a kli sheni that's yad toledes on Shabbos. The kol shekein lefi mashem avoar b'siv zeh, the yesh dvarim rakim, and even more so, that which we spelled out in the sif, that there are these items, dvarim rakim, kalei habishal, that there are tender, easily cooked items, which can be cooked even by rinsing them in water, shemiz vashem afilu b'hadocha mikli sheni, that even just rinsing them with water from a kli sheni, efshar the yesh ba'alam gan kein chashash isa da'oraisa afilu b'ofen zeh. It could be that there'd be a possible isa da'oraisa even in this case. That is, even by pouring water from a kli sheni onto them. Now, even though it is generally permitted to pour from a kli sheni onto a raw food without concern that it might be kalei habishal, the Mishnah Berurah here considers it very likely that tea leaves are among especially delicate foods that will cook even in this manner. This is what the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasas Aleph Samech Gimel says. Another example of a food that is likely to be in this category, the Shmir Shabbos there, in footnote 169 says, is like, is an egg. But by the same token, one would not be allowed to place tea leaves in a kli shlishi, even though Rav Moshe Feinstein is matir it in Igros Moshe Dalid Ayin Dalid Bishol Tesvav Ayin Sham. He permits pairing tea in a kli shlishi. From this Mishnah Berurah, you see he does not avail us of this possibility. We're going to see later on that he seems to allow it, a kli shlishi, when you're dealing with the principle of bishul achar afia, even though we paskin that there is, we have to be concerned for the shita that there is bishul after afia, after baking. So therefore, let's say bread croutons or challah, although you can't put it into a kli sheni, you'll see the Mishnah Berurah allows it in a kli shlishi. But that's because ba'etzem, that is a machlokes, who he paskin like in the first place, and therefore in a kli shlishi, could be that he's mekel there. Again, this is, when it comes to tea, he views it as item that is particularly delicate and easy to cook, and therefore, he has real reservations about cooking in a kli shlishi. In fact, many poskim, the Chazon Ish, and I just heard B'Shem Rav Asher Weiss, quoted by the Rosh Yeshiva of Isaacson, who spoke to him, that he also does not really hear the tzad to be mekel in a kli shlishi with tea, because he says, achush machshish, you see, what's the difference between yatzo lettuce in a kli sheni and yatzo lettuce in a kli shlishi? So therefore, he's not going to avail himself of any heter of pouring from a kli sheni onto tea leaves or putting it in a kli shlishi. And therefore, alkein hiskimu achronim, he says, we're continuing on the Mishnah Berurah. So comes the consensus of the achronim, the yesh la'aros aleihem erev Shabbos rosim kli rishon. One should pour boiling water from a kli rishon on the tea leaves before Shabbos, so the tea leaves will be considered partially cooked, since liquid pouring from a kli rishon cooks the surface of these tea leaves. And he says, while pouring the hot water before Shabbos on these tea leaves, one should go ahead and he should go ahead and thoroughly turn the tea over and over in the hot water. Milmalo lamata. The yoser tov. Now, what's he basically advising here? Because the reason why he's saying you should turn it over thoroughly in the hot water is because even this approach, which he says the consensus of Achronim, as he's going to go on to say, this is not really the consensus of the Achronim. The consensus of the Achronim is going to be what he says later on. Because there's an objection to this raised by the Prima Gadim. He basically says pouring hot water onto the leaves before Shabbos cooks only, as we said, kedei klipa, the surface. And if that's the case, then when one goes ahead and pours hot water onto them on Shabbos, it's not going to help so much because the leaves are going to shift and parts that were not cooked before Shabbos are going to be cooked now. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah, to somewhat alleviate this problem, advises stirring the leaves well when pouring hot water on them before Shabbos, so that the hot water comes into contact with all the leaves and cooks their surface before Shabbos. This, you'll see, if you check out the Shahatzion, he basically spells this out in Sif Katan Nun Tes, where he says, and that's why now he says in the parentheses here, "V'yoser tov," it would be even better. He says, "Yevushal mamish al yedei hamada b'makam shemizvashel." It would be obviously much better to actually cook it by putting it in a place where it can cook, meaning to actually cook the tea leaves on a stove before Shabbat. This would totally get rid of the Prima Gadim's objection that we just mentioned. So tea leaves would be fully cooked before Shabbos, and then achar kach yarik es ha'essence. And then what you should do then is pour the essence off into a different kli. This is what he's suggesting. Most people don't do this mahalach today. We'll see what we do later on in the Mishnah Berurah. But it makes a lot of sense. You then go ahead, pour the essence off into a different kli, so that the tea leaves, k'deshi yasharu alei hatei yevashim, so that the tea leaves left in the original kli will then dry before Shabbos. And then yemutu larosa charkach b'Shabbos aleihem mayim chamin mikli rishon. It will then be mutter to pour hot water onto them, especially if it was fully cooked before Shabbos, as we said right in the parentheses before. So now, when you go ahead and pour on it, it was already fully cooked before Shabbos, and it's dry. And ayim bishul achar bishul. Yemutu larosa charkach b'Shabbos aleihem mayim chamin mikli rishon. No problem. You could then pour from a kli rishon on it. Kevin shekarnes vashlu be'er of Shabbos. It was already cooked be'er of Shabbos. And therefore, it's no problem, because it's gedin davar yavesh. Since you poured the water out, the tea leaves dried. And by davar yavesh, kaim lam b'sif zed, de'ein bo bishul achar bishul. We saw it goof in this sif, that there's no bishul achar bishul when it comes to yavesh. Afilu mitstanein, even if it cools off. The achar kach mutulo lahasir gam meha essence elu hatzonin letocha kli zegufa. And he said that afterwards, you could for sure go ahead and pour some of the essence into this kli, into this kli sheni. What's the problem? Ukamosha kasavnu la'el. The davar lach shen etzdanin, any liquid that cools off, mutalo no betoch kli sheni roteach. That can be poured into a kli sheni roteach, into a hot kli sheni that's yatzel lettuce bowl. The truth is, I think most people that make the tea essence before Shabbos, what they go ahead and do is that's exactly what they do. No one goes ahead and redoes the leaves and dries out the leaves. I mean, I don't know if people do that. They make this very condensed amount of tea in a small little cup that was cooked up. So now you have a powerful tea essence that you can then pour into a kli sheni on Shabbos that's hot. And he says, the Yishaya bo mashka essence, he says, the problem is that if you just, you know, if you didn't go ahead and do that and pour it into a kli sheni, but you left the essence with the tea bag, and now you're going to pour from a kli rishon, iri kli rishon, into this liquid essence, that's going to be a problem. We paskin that when it comes to lach, there is bishalach habishal if it cools off. And therefore, what you can't do is pour from a kli rishon into a cup of essence, because that would be irui kli rishon that is mevashal kadei klipa. Imlo shemeya essence atzonanim heim merubin. The only possible hetter we say from an irui kli rishon, we're going to see later on, is that the only hetter for irui kli rishon into liquid is if the bottom liquid is merubin, so much more, shelo yischavu alidei amayim, it won't warm up at all from the hot water that's sheva arelein, that's going to be poured on it lamacha the next day on Shabbos. We'll see that later on. But that's not practical because you want to make hot tea. So who cares if you have a big, huge bowl of essence and you pour a little bit of hot water in there? That's not going to do much for you. And now he says the same thing applies to coffee. He says, person should take care not to pour hot water onto it from a kli rishon on Shabbos, unless he had already poured hot water onto it the day before, and he went ahead and drained off the liquid. And the reason is, for all the same reasons as above. Now, the Mishnah Berurah here, when he's talking about coffee, is apparently speaking of coffee that was previously roasted, but not pre-cooked. So therefore, it's problematic, according to this Metzias of coffee, to pour hot water onto them on Shabbos, since, as we said in our introduction a couple of days ago, we paskin, that previously roasted or baked food is going to be subject to the malacha of bishul. We're going to see this as well tomorrow's yomi. Now, that does not apply to instant coffee. Instant coffee, l'chaira, although we'll discuss this maybe if it's time at the end today, might be an issue putting it into a kli sheni, although why should it? If it's cooked, l'chaira, you should be able to put instant coffee, instant tea that was pre-cooked straight into a kli sheni. We'll discuss why there are some that are machmir in this if there is time at the end of today's yomi. We continue on here in the, he says, Ayein b'tshuvas chasim sofer simon ayin dalet, u'b'pischei tshuva al orachayim. He now says, check out the chasim sofer and the pischei tshuva, where he goes on and he gives certain grounds for leniency if one did pour hot water on the granules before Shabbos. Okay? Ayin shab. Bida. The af shehitarnu larois chamen ala ale hate the hakave im nasan aleya me'etmol mayim likri roshon. He now points out that even though we allow pouring hot water onto tea leaves or coffee, if one had poured water on them from a kli rishon the previous day, afal pikein yizayr shel yamid es hatei v'akavi v'tanaro v'kachter achash shavach aleya mayim. One should still be careful not to place the tea or coffee in an oven or in the cooking chamber of the oven on Shabbos after pouring the water on them. Because pouring onto something from a kli rishon cooks only the surface. Again, he's going with the assumption that what the guy did was, when it came to the tea leaves, he only did an irui kli rishon before Shabbos, and now he's doing another irui on it on Shabbos. So if that's the case, again, he earlier advised that this is not the ideal, based on the Prima Gadim, that, you know, it might shift the leaves, and therefore you're even doing another Irui on Shabbos is problematic for sure. Going ahead, if all you did was Irui before, or Irui on Shabbos, going ahead and putting it and cooking it fully on Shabbos will be problematic. V'im kein, right? If you put it next to places where it could heat up. Bimkein lo nizvashel meyet etmol rakadei klipa. He says if that was the case, it only cooked yesterday, kadei klipa, and now ashav al yedei amadei betanur yizvashel gamri. If in the end you put it on the tanur, it's assuming you avoid all issues even of chazara, it's going to be mizvashel gamri, and it's going to cook it up. You'll be over bishul achar bishul belach vehine. No, it wasn't even bishul achar bishul belach. It only was mizvashel kadei klipa. It's going to be a total bishul gamri. On the tea leaves. We're talking about the tea leaves. We're not talking about lach. V'nei ofen zesha bayarnu, af she'ein limchos b'yad ha'nogimbos. He says, this approach that we spelled out of pouring on the tea leaves before Shabbos with an irui kli rishon, even though you should not go ahead, and he says, and make a bacha for those that are noeg, mikom makom kasu achronim, still, and now we come to what many people do who don't follow Rav Moshe's psak of putting in a kli shlishi, which is the easiest. The achronim write, eitza mubcheres mizeh, a better eitza. The hainu she yisakein ha-essence me'erev Shabbos l'gamrei. To totally prepare, as we said, the essence, cook it up fully from erev Shabbos, like we said earlier in the parentheses, shalein tzarech la'aros l'tocho, so you would not need to go ahead and pour any more od roschin l'morchar v'Shabbos, pour any more hot water into it the next day on Shabbos. U'lamachar, kishi yitzarech l'shdos, yitein ha'esen satzon on the tocha kos sheshosobo acha she'ero amayim chama the tocha v'nasa klisheini. Then, again, this is what I know I do. The next day, when one wishes to drink it, he should place the cold essence into the cup that he will drink from after the hot water was already poured into it, so that it's a kli sheni. Who adin shemut l'teit l'seis l'toch hakos hazeh shehu kli sheni chalav shenistanein. Similarly, a person can place into this cup that's a kli sheni milk that has cooled after being pasteurized. Aval also la'aris aleihem kli rishon ukdilel b'sifdal. But you're not allowed to go ahead and pour hot water from a kli rishon onto the essence and milk, based on what we saw above, because Iru is mevashel kedei klipa and yesh bishel achar bishel bilach ukishai essence shelo einot sonein hu bevadai tov let's say bezei yedei kol adeos. And for sure, if the essence is not cold, if that is obviously the ideal way to satisfy all views. Now the Mishnah Brura here talks about milk. The assumption is that milk was pasteurized, which involves keeping it at a temperature of 73 degrees. Celsius for 16 seconds. That's how they do it to kill bacteria. And he seems to be assuming that that's considered cooking it, and therefore can be placed in a kli sheni. Check out the Igros Moshe on this, Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, etc. Rav Yashiv, quoted in the Shvus Yitzchak Bishol Chof Hei Dalet, paskins that milk is not considered fully cooked by this process, since it's kept at that temperature for such a short time. This has great impact on the halachos of yayin mevushal. You all know that if you have yayin she'eno mevushal, you can't leave it around with a guy around if its bottle is open because of stam yenam. But if it's yayin mevushal, it's okay. So the question is pasteurized wine considered mevushal? If it's pasteurized but not fully mevushal, this is a big shaila. Many are megillah, as we see here, of Moshe and others, but Rav Yashiv is a machmir l'gabi this. Now, when it comes to the issue of pouring processed tea, even in a kli rishon, or irui kli rishon, why should that be a problem at all? Because it's a solid. So we'll see later on, when we get to Shin Yud Ches, Ayin Aleph, there is a whole discussion about soluble solids that become liquefied. Do we treat them like liquid? If we treat them like liquid, so then there's yesh bishol achar bishol belach, and therefore, even though it's mamish solid, it might have a din of liquid. We'll see that when we get to it later on. Shed yud ches, sif katan ayin aleph.